Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
The faith only God can give. A sermon excerpt from Reverend Dr. Walter A. Meyer for Speaker of the Lutheran Hour. For Saturday, June 1st, 2019, the text is Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. To be saved, however, you must not only confess Christ with your mouth, but as our text emphasizes, you must also believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Our faith must be far more than lip worship. Jesus himself, referring to Isaiah, had to say of the crowds which came to him, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." See Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. Since that day, there have always been too many Christians in name only, people who rely for their salvation on church membership, on church attendance, on denominational belief or family tradition, without a deep personal conviction of their own sin and a living assurance of the Savior's grace. If some of you fear that your religion has been in your head but not in your heart, on your lips but not in your soul, then pray God to bless with the same spirit which brought William Cowper all the way to Christ. That celebrated English poet wrote, "I thought myself a Christian when I had no faith in Christ, when I saw no beauty in him that I should desire him. In short, when I had neither faith nor love nor any Christian grace whatsoever, but a thousand seeds of rebellion instead, ever more springing up in enmity against him. But blessed be God, even the God who is become my salvation. It pleased the Almighty in great mercy to set all my misdeeds before me. At length, the storm being past, a quiet and peaceful serenity of soul succeeded, such as ever attends the gift of living faith in the all-sufficient atonement, and the sweet sense of mercy and pardon purchased by the blood of Christ. May the Holy Spirit today similarly touch with his renewing power all of you who have been Christ's in name only, but not in truth. May you contritely pray, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, and from that divine enlightener receive the true, inner, sincere trust without which no man can see God. Don't think that this question of salvation can remain unanswered until your old age, when, after living long years without the Lord, you, with one foot almost in the grave, can decide for the Savior. To have Christ's joy and peace in your heart, to overcome temptations, to lead a cleaner life, to triumph over your sorrows, to be able to say with confidence, "Heaven is my home." Confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. In the resurrected Redeemer's name, I beg you, stand in spirit beneath his cross. Grasp your Bible, the word which is able to build you up. Look steadfastly to the crucified. And as the foes of faith encircle you, repeat the clarion call of the great Redeemer, "Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God, help me." Then you are saved, now and forever. The Holy Spirit grant you this greatest of blessings for the Savior's sake. Amen. Heavenly Father, please give us the gift of faith in Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.